The first reading is from 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. The word of the Lord.
The gospel reading is from Matthew 6. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one.
Good morning. My name is Patrick. I work with our youth program here, and we're excited to talk a little bit about our summer experience that we had. Let me fix my mic here. All right, please join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've blessed us with. God, bless our youth and young people that are going to be speaking this morning about their experience with each other and with you. Bless them with wisdom and give them your words so that we all can be enriched and enlightened and have a better connection with you from this. In your holy and precious name, amen. This past summer, 33 of our youth and 7 adults went to Eureka Springs, Arkansas. If you've never heard of Eureka Springs, that's okay. Neither did we. It's a small town in the northern part of Arkansas with less than the population of one of our local high schools. But nestled in Eureka Springs is a thing called the Great Passion Play, organization that gives a play 4 times a week that goes over the life of Jesus, the last week of his life. And it's a play that involves 150 cast members, live animals, doves. It is an incredible experience. We got a chance to serve the Great Passion Play while in Eureka Springs. And it was really neat to serve an organization that serves so many people that over the course of the year, they will see maybe 100,000 people come to the Great Passion Play, which is pretty incredible that we got a chance to serve that organization. So we're going to talk a little bit about the work that we did there this morning, and I've invited a couple of our young people to talk a little bit about work. So we'll have Connor and Olivia and Kayla and Matt come up and talk about some of the work we did at the Great Passion Play.
Good morning. My name is Connor, for those of you who do not know me. And that week I worked as one of the people in the trail crew. So pretty much on the grounds of the Passion Play, there are significant stops which represent points in Jesus' life that are kind of highlighted in the Bible. So what you can do is you can walk on nature trails to go from point to point. And it's kind of a surreal moment when you're just in the woods and you hear the birds and you hear just nature all around you. And there's a big connection because you lose all the distractions of the world that we get while we're in busier places. And so what our job was to create a new path for people to transition between points in their journey. And I have to say, one of my highlights of the week was when most of our youth group fell down the hill that we had created for them. Thank you.
I'm Olivia, and so my group and I, we were told to paint these steps, and now there were about 600 steps in this big concrete amphitheater with the hot sun beating down on us the whole day. So previously, the steps had been painted yellow and then white, but the yellow still showed, it was everywhere on the steps, and the white over it was gray now. And so we painted over 600 steps, and it was really like great at the end to realize that it would have taken the people at the Passion Play a couple of weeks to finish this project, which we did in a few days, working only like 6 hours a day. And it was just amazing because this is a place where people go and maybe discover their faith or learn more about their faith. And just creating a nice environment for them to do that was great.
So I was part of the group that painted barn rails, and they needed them painted because they were red and you could see them from the stage. And so the people just didn't really like that. So we were painting them brown, and while we were painting, I got to talk to Lily, Annika, Kylie, and Allie, and Miss Becky. it was a great experience to talk to them, because previously Lily and Annika were really intimidating, because you know they're so much older than I am. Well, they're not like, okay, never mind. it was just wonderful to get to know them. We talked about so many things. It was just totally random. We talked about life, like hobbies, school. We talked about how one of them was afraid of bugs. And we also figured out that Lily and Annika are popular with camels. Annika almost got eaten. And horses don't like me. And it was just so great to get to know everyone in the youth group.
My name's Matthew. I've been a part of this youth group since I was 6. I've been here. This was my last mission trip. I'm going off to college. But working with these youth for as long as I've known them and the new freshmen that are coming in and the bonds that we've made, the work aspect through these mission trips build the bonds between each one of us that help us to succeed in spiritual life and helps us just grow as a person. I worked on construction, tarring a wall, putting stucco up, tearing down rotten boards, putting up new boards. And throughout this, you see how little time it takes us with such a big group of 40 people that would take the people at the Passion Plate weeks or even months to do. And seeing the two guys who were working the construction there for the whole summer to have two walls that are two stories high completed and half of it stuccoed is just an incredible sight to see.
Thanks, you guys. We did a lot of great work there at the Passion Play and a lot of great things that we did on our experience. But it's not an experience without having a form of connection with one another. And one of my goals was not just to do work for the Passion Play, but to create a community within our youth program. We had a very large freshman class coming in, and I was excited to get them connected to a lot of our established senior high members. And so we're going to talk a little bit about our community building that came as that work that Matt mentioned, that came at the expense of that work. So we're going to have Serena and Aaron and Taylor and the intimidating Annika come up.
Hi, so my name is Serena, for those of you who don't know, and I've been with Lord of Life since the Kids of the Kingdom program in preschool, and I've known a lot of these kids for pretty much my entire life. And I've been with the youth programs since before Patrick was here, but I've become really close with it since Patrick joined and started leading us. And so I've made a lot of really strong connections, and we've created quite a community and quite a family so far. So I was a little intimidated coming into this mission trip with like 20 freshmen. I knew none of their names. And I was like, wow, this is going to be really interesting to see these two very different groups mesh together. But I have a really poignant memory of Friday, the day before we left. We were supposed to go out to the lake and go swimming and boating and whatever else you'll do on a lake. And it started raining like it is today. And so that got canceled and we all got stuck in this little community room, which is in this picture. You can't see it very much. But we all were playing board games and cards, and I was just taking pictures of everyone. And I noticed that all of the groups were completely assimilated. Everyone was talking to everyone. And I realized that week I had become closer not just with the community and the family that I'd already had, but with new members of the youth group. And it was really special to me to make those connections. And it not only connected me to the youth group, thanks to Patrick, but also to God. And I know this youth group making such a great family, a big, big family, also is a family under God. And I'm really grateful for that.
Okay, so not gonna lie, I was terrified of going into this youth group. Okay. I mean, yeah. So basically, for the first couple of weeks of youth group, the confirmation kids kind of just hung out on their own, separate from everyone else. Like, we had our own little group. But then a few weeks later, the mission trip came along. And while we were on the mission trip, started talking to people and working with them. And they were just so nice and so helpful. Like, there was nothing said that was bad about anyone. And so the youth group is now like one giant family, is how I would describe it. And I'm really glad to be a part of the youth group here at this church.
Okay, so I came into this youth group this past year as a total stranger because I didn't know anybody who was previously in the group. And so after the very first meeting, meeting everybody, meeting Patrick, all the wonderful parent volunteers, they took me in and called me one of their own members. And so by going on this mission trip to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I was able to bond with the freshmen, form new friendships with them, also make stronger friendships with the people that I have already met. And so after working together, we made the Passion Play a success. And also I wanted to say that if any of you younger people want to join the youth group, I'd say it's worth it because you just don't learn from the Bible. You learn about so many other people and you meet them and form new bonds.
Hi, I'm Annika. I was very blessed this year to have been in the unique position of being able to serve both as a member of the high school group in Eureka Springs and as a chaperone for the junior high mini mission trip here in the Woodlands just last week. Serving with the high school group was a blast, as always, as I really enjoy working with a group of hilarious and fun yet hardworking people. That said, I didn't quite realize how incredibly impactful mission trips can be, or are, until I was able to chaperone the junior high one. Being able to see the excitement of the group whenever we went onto a new assignment and their willingness to work on whatever mundane task we gave them was amazing to see, because unlike my mindset in Eureka Springs, which was I need to do this job and not worry about what anyone else is doing, I got to step back and view the process as a whole. And I can definitely say that being able to watch these 12 and 13-year-olds wholeheartedly jump into washing cars in the blistering heat, chatting with total strangers at a home for adults with disabilities, or sweep an entire pavilion clean was not something that I would have traded for the entire world.
Thanks, you guys. One of the days we were working at the Passion Play, one of the guys we were working with, his name was Kent, who plays Jesus in the play, and he looks like he plays Jesus in a play. He asked some of us, would we want to be a part of the play? On Friday, we got a chance to come and experience it as guests, and some of our young people got a chance to be in the play and to be a part of that experience. So I'm going to ask Michael and Mia come and talk about what it was like for them to be in the play.
Hello, everyone. So I don't know about you guys, but it's a fine-looking group of Romans up there, at least to myself. But aside from that, so we were informed, all right, guys, you're spending the entire week at the Passion Play in Eureka Springs. Great. What's the Passion Play? And so one of the big things is that, you know, you're working the entire week on a variety of things, from mulching, putting up walls, painting, just anything that they have to do or they really need to get done around the play, but you don't really understand what exactly you're working on. You know it's the Passion Play, but you don't really understand that its significance. And so come Friday night, and Ken asked us to be, if some of us want to be part of the play, and I was definitely like, yeah, that sounds really awesome. And so and I got to be one of the Romans, and it really, really changes your perspective on things when you get to be actually part of the play. You get to see the kind of impact that it has on the people of the area. So especially when you're down on the ground and you're looking up and you see hundreds of people staring back at you, and then as you run around throughout and you go through the story of basically the entire New Testament, you really understand like the meaning it has and what it really does for this entire area.
Hi, so I was just a normal person in the Passion Play. I was just some peasant who was there. And really, the impact this had on me was that we all know the story of Jesus and all the miracles he performed and everything he did. And just being in the play and just being a regular person just had a great impact on me. It really strengthened my faith and made this feel very real. We were yelling, Hosanna, he is here, and then we were yelling, crucify him, and it just made the story of Jesus that much more real, because, I mean, he was alive, what, thousands of years ago? I haven't really done the math. but it was a long time ago. I was personally not there, and just being in it just made it feel like I was.
Thanks, you guys. Yeah, so our Romans had a great experience that I got to be dressed up as a Roman with our boys. We got there, and they told us to go intimidate the crowd. What the crowd didn't realize that half our boys were too small for their costumes. This was a great experience. We had a great time there in Eureka Springs, but it's not really an experience or a mission trip without that connection beyond one another, but a connection to our God. And we had a chance to experience that through our prayer time, through our morning devotions, and through our worship time at evening. And I'm going to ask Kristen to come up and share a little bit about what this mission trip meant for her connection with God.
Hi, so the theme for this week was Pray As You Go. And I think something that we really focused, the word that we paid the most attention to was the word pray. Because it's not something that we normally think about in our everyday lives. We go about through life and we might pray at church or before we go to bed. But it's really an integral tool that we need to be able to use throughout our life to really have a conversation with God and develop our relationship with Him. And it makes you think about all the blessings He puts in your life, because you go back and you think about your day and what's happening, and you recognize what He's putting in front of you, and even the obstacles and the roadblocks you face, you're able to see as an opportunity that He's put in front of you to grow and see His love for you. Even every morning, most of us groan at the thought of going back to school or to work. But if we open our day in prayer, we can instead rejoice in a new day that He's given us and a gift, the opportunity to recognize the day as a day for new relationships and new opportunities and something that someone is leading us through. And by just talking to God every day, we can find new things about ourselves and be able to use this and invest ourselves in other people and form these relationships. And that's what I really think that we did on this trip, is we were able to come together, these two main groups, and form these unbreakable bonds and merge. And what really helped us to do that is, like they're talking about in the children's sermon, the lack of distractions, because we didn't have any phones or anything to keep us, to hinder us from our relationship with God. And I think that's our challenge as we come back to church and we come back in our communities, is to show the same love and show these relationships with the community, but with these distractions that pose problems to us.
Thank you, Kristen. This was my 9th mission trip experience with Lord of Life, and I've enjoyed each and every one of them. And I can definitely tell you that myself, the staff, the volunteers going, put a lot of preparation and planning to go into each and every mission trip. And almost without fail, things go south pretty quick. that we weren't able to account for something, or things just happen that were just different than what we planned for. That we arrive in New York City and on paper, showering in portable showers seems like a fine idea. And then you try it, and it's worse than you can imagine. That on our mission trip with our middle school kids this past week, we contact a cat shelter the week before to remind them that we're coming, and they still forget. You know, that's just part of the process. And here in Arkansas, we pull in to Keller's Resort, where we are staying, and you realize that Arkansas has a very different definition of the word resort than I would here. Yes. And these are just part of a mission trip life. But in that, when we see our planning and preparation kind of fail and they can only go so far, we see that prayer makes up that difference and that connection to God helps, because those are silly things that happen. But also on these trips, we hear from our kids to our adult leaders, can we talk about faith? Can I process the stresses or hurts that I'm carrying with me right now? And in those times, I realize how woefully unprepared I am and how woefully out of my league I can be on these issues. But God is not, and that He is so present in our program and in our kids. On behalf of our youth program, I just want to thank you. This year we raised the most money that we've raised through our fundraisers for any year that I've been here for our mission trip experience. It was amazing support. But also thank you for the prayers that you've given our kids and our young people for our program and our mission trip. It was a really beautiful thing to know that this is a congregation that supports and cares about its youth. And as we finish our time together, I would like to pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day you've given us. God, thank you for these young people that I get the benefit and privilege of working with. God, and thank you for this congregation. God, I pray that you help us all be your hands, your feet, your mouth into this community, into this world, so that we can share your love and grace with those that we meet. And God, when we come stressed out, overwhelmed, and unprepared, we know that you are bigger than these issues that we face and stronger than any problem that we are ever going to encounter. So help us turn to you in those moments in prayer. In your holy and precious name, we lift these things. Amen.